Today we're going to
pray for billboard signage, how media uses various types of billboards. They can portray different things. And we're talking about billboard advertising that also informs, inspires. This would be church billboards, the Megatrons, both electronic, the big large scale printed ones on actual physical billboards, on truck sides, the sides of trucks that does some marketing and informational, and even in car wraps. So we're gonna include all of those. This is to market companies, brands, products, services, campaigns. They're typically placed in high traffic areas along highways and cities, so they are seen by the highest number of drivers and pedestrians. They're used for branding awareness, broadcasting businesses, products, campaigns to as many people as possible. They're usually in very busy areas, and they tend to have the highest number of views and impressions when compared to other marketing methods. A lot of people may not have known that. So today we're going to pray for billboards, that understanding that they can portray something that would aim to market us, inform us, inspire us, or just simply make us think. This would be advertisers, businesses, schools, churches, organizations, all use them. Electronic print, large scale, trucks, car wraps, as we said. But I want you to think about this as we pray. Have you ever stopped and prayed about their message that's being seen by so many people? Have you prayed for good ones and not those that tempt people or promote something contrary to God's will? Well, let's do that today. From now on, when you see a disturbing message or image on any billboard, or even a council member or city council or governor or whatever they're portraying, president, stop and pray for it. And just to make it a little light, there are some funny church billboards. Honk if you love Jesus. Text while driving if you want to meet him. Choose the bread of life or you are toast. God wants spiritual fruit, not religious nuts. If you must curse, use your own name. Signed, God. Forecast for tomorrow. God reigns and the sun shines. Father, we thank you for your word in Colossians 2:8 that says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Father, we pray for the billboards. We pray that we will not be captivated by philosophy and empty deceit, or by anything that's based on human tradition or the elements of the world, but only that which is according to Christ. Help us filter everything we see in these messages. In Psalm 119:37, we pray along with David, turn our eyes from worthless things and give us life through your word. Father, if anything on these billboards or the message, the content, the graphics, the images, whatever is on it, Father, if there's anything on it that's worthless, help us to focus on your word instead and to turn our eyes away from it. In Philippians 2:14 through 16, you say, do everything without complaining and arguing so that you may be blameless and pure, innocent children of God, surrounded by people who are crooked and corrupt. Among these people, you shine like stars in the world because you hold on to the word of life. Help us not to complain or argue over what we see, but instead to pray for the people behind it. And God, that it would be replaced and or removed. We pray, God, that we would be pure and blameless. So here are some prayer points that we're going to pray for. We pray for the content. We pray that it would be good and not evil. We pray for those that are using it for Christian purposes or for good purposes, that it would help people. And if it's for Christianity, we pray it would help people find the Lord or come back to him. We pray the information would be informational, helpful, especially for those that are looking for work or educational options or needing a specific service or product to help them in their life to be able to perform the things they need. We also pray, God, for the message, that it would not provoke people and cause them to get angry. God, that instead that it would inspire or inform. We pray, Father, that it wouldn't tease and that people would be able to see the difference between the needs and the wants. We pray for the maker of it, the makers of it, that they were, whatever motive it is, that it would be to help and not to harm, and that people would be able to see through it. We pray for the owners of the actual physical boards themselves, or the car wraps of the, so the owner of the car, the owners of the trucks that have the images on the side of their trucks, and or the actual like marquees, Megatrons, and those types of things, or the physical ones that are placed throughout the cities. We pray, God, for no vandalism. We pray that there be no vandalism to the boards or to wherever this messages and content are printed or posted or electronically displayed. We pray, God, for the readers, that they would filter what they see, what they read, that they would discern if it's to tempt or to instruct. We pray that they would be able to discern whether this is something that they need or that they want, and whether you want them to get what is being projected or not, or to stay focused on it, or to be turn their eyes away from it, if it's good or evil. We pray for the Christian writers, that they would have material come to them that's creative and far-reaching, it's healthy, and it's done in love. We pray for the secular writers, that they would keep things G-rated, informative, with good motives, and would be clear and articulate. We pray for the business writers, that they would promote their products or services in a healthy, substantial way that would help people make a decision, an informed decision about their product or service that they are trying to sell. We pray for graphic artists, that they would keep the images G-rated. They wouldn't put something seductive or luring or hyped or sensationalized. We pray, God, that they would put things that are realistic, honest, creative, and clear, and they wouldn't hide anything, not be deceptive. We pray for the viewing safety of those looking at it, that whatever format it's in, whatever location it's at, that readers would not be distracted and would continue to be safe drivers while viewing the information. And we thank you, God, for all of this in Jesus' name.